Welcome to the Daily Plunge. We are in the Gospel of John, chapter 3, verses 1 through 15. Under the cover of darkness, a Pharisee, a teacher of the law, a guy named Nicodemus, who is so well respected, he's on the Sanhedrin, the Jewish council. He is a teacher of other teachers, and he comes to Jesus, right? And he recognizes him as a rabbi, that Jesus himself is a teacher. And then he thinks that he's doing Jesus a favor. I recognize that God must be working in you, because no one could do the miracles you're doing if God was not with him. Which, you know, makes logical sense, right? But Jesus isn't interested in niceties. And he says, truly, I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they're born again. Now, part of what he's saying is you cannot properly understand the miracles I'm doing, the signs that I'm doing, unless God reveals them to you. We know all the time, people, there's miracles that go on all the time and people dismiss them out of their human reason and logic. And so, you know, Jesus blows Nicodemus's mind. You must be born again. Now, I would ask you, what role did you play in your first birth? Did you make a decision? No, you didn't make a decision for your birth, and you're not going to make a decision for your second birth to be born again. And that's, Nicodemus is like, he's losing control of this discussion. How can someone be born again when they're old? And, you know, he just can't seem, you know, his question is, what must I do to enter into my mother's womb so that I can make myself born again? And again, Jesus blows his mind. No one can enter the kingdom of God. He says this a second time, unless now, not only that they are born of God, that they're born of water and the Spirit. Now, Jesus is clearly talking about baptism. And to be born of the water and the Spirit, you have no control over the Spirit. This is something that God does for you. Flesh gives birth to flesh. Human will gives birth to more human will. But only the Spirit will give birth to the Spirit, the pneuma in your life. You should not be surprised when I'm saying that you must be born again. You know, because the Spirit is not under your control. Just like the wind isn't under your control, either is the Holy Spirit. And Nicodemus, again, his mind is blown. How can this be? And Jesus, take him to task. You're Israel's teacher, but you don't understand God's word. Don't you understand? We speak of what we know. Remember that at the end of chapter 2, he knew what men were like. And he sends to Nicodemus now, you know, you will not accept my witness about human things. How are you ever going to believe me when I tell you the way God and heaven, the kingdom of heaven, really operate? And then he says, no one has ever gone into heaven except the Son of Man. And then comes verse 14 and 15. The Son of Man, just like the Moses lifted up the snake to heal those who were snake bit, so the Son of Man must be lifted up so that all those who were bit by sin would not die but have eternal life. And that is the promise of the cross. Well, thanks, friends. Have a blessed day.
Thanks for joining us today for the Daily Plunge. We hope you hear the Lord speaking into your life. We invite you to subscribe so you can receive this plunge into the Word daily. If you found inspiration from this daily devotional, why not share it with someone you know? It is available in video on Facebook and YouTube and in audio format on Apple iTunes, Spotify, and everywhere your favorite podcasts are found. If you want to help support this ministry, go to Apple Podcast and give us a short 5-star review. Finally, we invite you to join us for worship on Sunday mornings at St. John's Lutheran outside Fort Wayne, Indiana. Check out our website at sjlt.org. May the Lord bless you this day.